earning a college degree in Louisiana calls for both commitment and cash. That cost appears to be on the rise. The University of Louisiana Systems Board of Supervisors approved a 10% tuition increase last month. Nine schools, including the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, are included in this system. This decision will affect students like Elena Williams, a senior at UL majoring in hospitality management.
When I was a freshman, I started off with two jobs, and now I have three jobs over the summertime and two during school. So it's just that I have to always maintain school as well as 50 plus hours a week with both of my jobs.
Elena Williams is not alone. Most students at UL Lafayette have to work in addition to taking classes just to make ends meet. The increase will not be finalized until the UL Systems Board of Regents approves it. This would result in an additional $540 per year for in-state tuition and $1,300 for out-of-state tuition at UL Lafayette. Ashley Mudd, UL's student government president, explains who has the power to set guidelines and how the university is allowed to raise tuition.
We have a board that governs us. There's also eight other universities in our system voted that we could have a 10% tuition increase based on the LA Grad Act. And so there are different milestones that are set for each university that they have to complete each year. And if they do complete that, they're considered thriving universities, they're doing well, and then they have the ability to go ahead and increase their tuition by 10%.
UL Lafayette has met the LA Grad Act requirement and have the ability to increase tuition by 10%. So what financial burden does this place on students and their families?
I feel that with tuition being raised higher, I'm going to either have to work more or just find other means of income with my family and myself, as in possibly taking out more loans, which will just be more debt on the other hand for once I graduate.
The LA Grad Act encourages universities to have high performance and graduation rates. It may not sound like much, but having to pay an extra $540 per year in tuition and fees will put students like Elena under pressure to work longer hours at a job rather than working at their education. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Lillian Brown.